So my name is Nancy, and I went to Churchill to kayak with the whales. I went because that was going to be an awesome experience, and I brought my daughter to show her that experience as well. We brought her daughter as well, but she's only 8 months old, and she won't remember it, but she had a great time too. Anyways, the whales did not disappoint. It was terrifying and exhilarating all at the same time to be right there in the water with them. And something I realized, God made us to have fun. And we see that. And not only us, God made the world so the world could enjoy. And the belugas were having fun. They were in and out and under. They were following us to see who we were and what we were doing. They were splashing and bumping, and they were having fun. So the other thing I realized on this trip, I mean, I knew it, but it kind of became very apparent, is God made us all with different abilities, and we all need each other. We had 15 people, and we were all different, and we worked together in different ways, and everybody did their thing and their thing well. And when we got to Churchill, and we were just talking, and Walter said, "Oh yeah, you know that couple that got on Gillam? This is their story." And I went, "Wow, wouldn't it be cool to be able to just talk to people and find out their story?" He didn't know them. We were on the train for a few hours with them. The Gillam was at midnight. It's the middle of the night. Walter, what are you doing talking to people in the middle of the night? But then I realized that that is not my gift. That is not where God needs me to be. He needs me to be doing other things. And so, it was good. And we see how, God made us to be fun, and he made us to have fun in different ways and do different things.
The date was July 11th, 2024. The place was Maranatha's parking lot. Here, a diverse group of people met to start their adventures to Churchill. There were people ranging from ages 8 months to 80 years old, two with prosthetic limbs, two with cold allergies, musicians, grandmas, one with an undiagnosed broken hip, three young adults, and a baby. Only God can take such a bunch like this and use them to spread the word. The highlight of my trip was spending quality time with fellow believers, hearing John and Karen's story, laughing and praying together, sharing responsibilities, meeting new people, and chasing beluga whales was pretty awesome too. Through this trip, God has shown me he can take a terrible tragedy like John's accident and use it for the good. He worked out so many details of planning of this trip so that this story could be told. The good news was shared and seeds could be planted. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Daryl first.
Oh, okay, great. Well, hey, then it's Daryl first. Thanks. Thank you for that. Yeah, so I'm Daryl Neufeld, in case you need to know my last name. Anyways, I'm on a timeline here, so I'm a little bit nervous because I don't want to go over. I got someone who put me on a timeline will go on my resentment list, and that's okay. Anyways, when I started writing this, I was like, writing things that were maybe a little, I was picking on things that could have been better. But then when I realized this about highlights, I have way too many. Just starting off, like, from being invited, that was a blessing. I'm relatively new to the church. And so that was a blessing in itself. Just the teamwork and the organization that went on, Karen and John putting this together, John, praise the Lord, you're here with us today, but it's because of what happened 30 years ago, that the Lord brought us all together for this magnificent trip, you know. So the teamwork and the organization, that was definitely, you know, sometimes lack of organization, but it was good. Let's start off with heading out to Thompson. You know, that was great. You know, being able to spend time with Chris and Walter, like, what a blessing. Like, these people are just, I don't have a lot of Christian friends, I hate to admit it, you know, and I think that's also why the Lord brought me here to Maranatha, for these guys here. Prayer warriors, we're praying in the car all the time. That was great. We get Thompson. What a blessing to stay with Peter and Melissa. Just wonderful, wonderful people. You know, they sent their four kids to Winnipeg to stay with other grandma and grandpa so that they could take myself, Chris, Walter, and was that it? Hazel and Loretta. I know they were there when we got there, but the thing about them is that they're like family, and I didn't know all of this. So when I really got, when I got there and I learned that Hazel and Loretta are sisters of John, blew my mind. And so we all got together and had dinner around the table, and then we, you know, we had some coffee and we were talking, and I got to know a little bit about that story there. But I also really got to know a little bit more about Loretta and Hazel and the bond that that family has. And let's get Hazel there right away. With, like, highlight of my trip was watching Hazel Booth make her way through this trip with us. It was just phenomenal. Like, the lady with a broken hip, which we learned, I just learned like a couple days ago or whatever, never complained. You know, she was just strong and happy and funny and joking around and determined to do everything she wanted to do on that trip. You know what I mean? And what a blessing to see someone that, you know, loves Jesus and just, again, like, never complains that, you know, she's in the condition she is. And, you know, praise the Lord, she had the, yeah, I'm going on way too long. This is what's happening here. But anyways, okay, so praise the Lord for the stay in Thompson. Churchill was a blessing, you know. Again, it was a little bit of a disappointment, the congregation that they had in the Alliance Church. You know, eight people attending, hopefully regularly, you know, they go there, hopefully sing some songs, and then zoom into a church here in Winnipeg. Praise the Lord. But, you know, Wendy, who was from there, joined us for praise and worship. What a blessing. This young man here, right here, touched my heart extremely, gave his testimony in church. You know, praise the Lord for this guy, because when I was his age, I was not, like, on the path that this guy was. And I'm so happy he was my roommate in Churchill. What a lovely young man that the God has made for us here to be a blessing to all of us. And thank you to the Thiessen family for doing a good job on this guy here. And then the message that Walter shared in church was just fantastic. He pointed out that you guys got Jesus had 12 disciples. You guys got eight. And that's a good start to get out there and pray and praise God for that. And then, of course, Saturday night we had the, I'm going through everything here. Saturday night we had the wonderful presentation in the theater, program in the theater with the story that just touched my heart with John. And then the painting that Karen did. Hopefully everyone got a chance to hear that and the music that went along with that. Okay, so moving to, that was Saturday night. That was good. I'm going to be missing a lot of things. I made notes because Walter said I should make notes because I was saying my story. And I did not make any notes, and I guess I was all over the place like I am now. I'm not even looking at these things here. So, okay, let's move on to things here, like Sunday afternoon after church, the wonderful program that we had back in the theater, but in this wonderful complex center that they have in Churchill. It's like their biggest building for sure. And first of all, Lynn giving her faith story and talking about Abba Father as a young girl, that just blessed my heart. The story that Karen, you know, delivered was fantastic, and it was there. What a fantastic story, Lemons to Lemonade, and it almost feels like I'm giving an acceptance speech here. Anyways, Michaela, who we met from Germany, praise the Lord for her. She became part of her family, and some people still today are going to help her stay somewhere here in Winnipeg before she heads off to wherever she's going. What a blessing she was, too. And some quick ones. Cookies. Thanks to everyone who did the cookies, man. I think I lived on cookies for those days. The bed and breakfasts, lots of food. My Tuesday morning, walking around, passing by the ptarmigan. Little inside joke there for those who know. The P is silent in ptarmigan. And You know, the ride home with Chris and Walter, praise the Lord, was good. I just want to quickly end off, because last night I was writing way too much here, but the Lord led me to this verse, which I don't know why, but it's in Hebrews. It's Hebrews 10. I should have brought glasses here. That's okay. Hebrews 10, verse 23 to 25 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Praise the Lord. Sorry, but I went on forever.
As Daryl said, my name is Tyler Thiessen. Hi. Seeing the immense beauty of Pisu Falls, the fog rolling in on Hudson Bay, and of course, the belugas, were all highlights. But just as much, I really treasured my time with John. We shared stories from each other's lives, and it was very special to me. I also love the hours of laughing and fellowship with the team as well. One of the moments that I specifically saw God working was on Saturday afternoon. Jess and I were trying to find the theater, failing multiple times. But then I stopped and prayed. And immediately after saying amen, I turned around and there was a map of the entire town. Oddly enough, neither of us had noticed it before, even though we had walked through the area multiple times. Sharing my testimony was a pretty big deal for me as well. I thought that I would be nervous, but I felt God's peace in my heart and felt very relaxed while speaking. I'm so grateful for this Churchill trip. It was a blessing both as a faith journey and a friend journey. Thanks for listening.
I don't know, Daryl, I think you were pretty close to 2 minutes. And it's interesting, your notes, they had a hole in the middle. I think that was a holy message. I had to say that. Anyways, I was pretty excited about this trip. And what God laid upon my heart was to be intentional. And I know they said, the question is, what did God teach you? And it's better said, what am I still learning? So this whole bit of intentionality, and we had talked about it as a team when we met. I don't know how many times, but we talked about let's be prepared. Let's be intentional. Let's look for what God has for us. And not decide what it is God wants and expect his blessing. A lot of times we decide this is what God wants and we expect his blessing rather than being intentional and looking for what he's doing. And so that was my... So I went with expectation, asking the Father, what now? What should I say? What should I speak on? I remember I had something all prepared for Saturday and then it just... totally got changed. I changed everything. And asking the Father to give me favor, you know, when I handed out flyers on the train, or, Lord, how can I connect? I would ask him all the time, Lord, how can I connect? How can I, what do you want me, how can I love on these people? What do you want me to say to them? Like whether it was Michaela or Wendy or others in the Alliance Church or other people on the team, it was always, Father, How are they doing? Do you want me to say something? What do you have that I should do? And that was my perspective, to be intentional. Help me express what is on your heart. What do they need to hear? So that has continued on. It continued on the way home. When we were driving, we met the construction worker. And he stopped us. So I looked at him. I said, oh. So I hopped out in my stockings. I went up to him and I said, you know, God loves you. I'd like to let you know how much God loves you. And I shared a track with him. And then I said, you know those flies that are around our car all the time? You know, what do they call them, bulldogs? They're big flies. They actually lift up your car and move you in different places. But we were standing there, so we talked, and I said, and he says, well, actually, they're just because of your car. And I said, so I'm the problem. And then he started laughing. So I'm the problem, anyways. But we had a good time. So you can make a connection. And so I just pray that he read that as he stood there. And I said, is that my car coming? Yeah. So I got back in because he was going to let us go, right? He was holding up the whole thing. And then on Friday, when we get home, we go to the superstore. And we talk for 20 minutes with this fellow on what's the best soup to buy. And where to get the best prices, and on and on and on. And it's interesting how God gives you these opportunities, and if you're looking for them. So we got to share that we don't fear what is happening in this world. You know, God is with us. And so we don't fear that, and we got a chance to give him a track and talk to him. And then Friday night, we went to this birthday bash for our granddaughters. I know this isn't Churchill, but this is what I've been learning. And Churchill has helped me regain focus. And so we're at this. And everybody's drinking and having a good time. And it's interesting how God brings you to relationships. And Chris gets to share our whole Kenya trip with this with my granddaughter's aunt. On the other side. And so it was wonderful. It was wonderful. We have opportunities, and God wants us to be listening to what he has to say. That's what Jesus did. Jesus only did what the Father told him. So what did God teach me? Well, what am I learning? That's what I've been learning. See, that was you know, 1 second over 2 minutes.
So my highlight from, one of them, there's so many, but I thought just a wonderful time I remember. I think it was Sunday night, I'm not sure which evening, but I think it was Sunday, and just a whole group of us from our team were having a card game, and there was just so much, I will call it free belly laughing, just laughing in pure joy, and I love that. I just think it's God and his children enjoying each other. So that was a beautiful moment. What is God teaching me? And I think a big reminder that God has is that God works in spite of us. And I just, you know, I think of our team and really, you know, this here it is, this, I'm just a ragtag group of believers that really, our desire is to follow God and do what he wants and to see, hear his voice and just to see him work. And then I'm thinking, just this ragtag group that we had is very much like the ragtag group of 12 men that ended up changing the world through Jesus, the disciples. You know, and that's the thing. It's not us. It's Jesus, right? And when Jesus was saying, when he was leaving this earth, his ascension, and one of the last words that he said to this group of his friends, it says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And it just sort of impressed on me, like, all authority, all nations, all things, and he will be with us all our days or always. But it's because of the authority that he has. All authority has been given to him. And because he has it, he gives it to us and works through us. I had a quote from Charles Spurgeon that I found, and I don't want to read it. It says, Jesus said, go, to some very imperfect disciples. So who is to go out of that first band of disciples? Well, it's Peter, the rash and the headstrong. It's John, who sometimes wishes to call fire from heaven to destroy men. It's Philip, with whom the Savior had been so long, and yet he was not known to him. It is Thomas, who must put his finger into the prints of the nails, or he won't believe. Yet Jesus says to them, go. All power is given unto me, therefore go. And Jesus is saying to them, you are as good for my purpose as anybody else would be, as long as my Spirit is working in you. There is no power in you. Jesus says, I know that. But then all power is in me, and I give it to you. So he says, go. So I was thinking, I believe that he used Karen and John's faithfulness, and he used the faithfulness of the whole group, and just that desire, because we don't live up to our desires even, but that desire is there. And we did see a few things happen in Churchill. And I thought, you know, in the coming days, we may have the privilege of hearing more of the things that happen in Churchill. But, you know, there's a day coming in eternity when all believers are going to hear the whole story, all of it. And then we're going to find out how faithful he has been in everything and how it's his authority, his Spirit working through us that got this all together and finished exactly what he said. So that was what my take from Churchill. Thank you.
So we're going to add one in here. This morning we talked to Hazel on the phone, and we asked her what her highlight was and what God spoke to her. And so she gave us a quick little video, so we're going to try and put this over the speaker for you.
Getting me to Churchill for that whole experience, for watching over me, it just was amazing for all the testimonies that were given. The whole program, the whole everything there was so awesome. I can't begin to touch base on it all. And the beluga whales, and the story about you swimming with them, that is over the top. And my 18-ounce steak. Really rely on him, and I prayed every night for him to get me through the next day. And you know what, the pain wasn't that, it was painful when I was there, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't until we got on that last train that it kind of all hit me, but he still took care of me. He brought me through some really rough times.
Right. Praise the Lord. She, a real trooper, and came along with us. Well, we were asked about our highlights, and, you know, there was a lot of highlights out there, but this morning, the highlight for me was listening to all your stories and how God worked in your life. To me, that's my new highlight. So my highlight, one I had to pick, was seeing all my old childhood buddies from over 50 years ago. The trip started out, we were on the train just leaving Thompson, and I was standing back by Walter and Chris and a few others, and all of a sudden someone's coming down through the car. John Hart, where's that John Hart? John Hart here. And I'm standing there, and he looks, there you are, and he comes over and shakes my hand and gives me a hug, and I'm looking at him like, I don't remember. And he says, I'm Vern Cordell. And it was just amazing, and he was standing there telling me, he was much younger than I, but he remembered me as someone that he kind of looked up to growing up, and he said, you were always the big guy. And it's like, big, I was always a little guy, but to him I was bigger. But so then we get to Churchill, and I ran into a friend of mine, John Matan. Now, John Matan is like, you probably saw a picture. He was a fellow that was way up here above me and much taller. He even tried to squat down, and someone said, John, he's still taller than you. So we had about a three-hour visit. I couldn't believe it. We drove around, he showed me some sights, and we talked about my mom and how she taught him Sunday school and reminiscing the stories that he hasn't forgotten to this day. That God's word is still in his heart, and I don't know if he's a Christian. He didn't say to me. I talked to him about it a bit, but he still remembers. He did ask me, though, first question, he goes, you remember that gas shed of your dad's? And I said, oh, yeah. So we were going to go into my dad's gas shed, and we opened the door, but inside the door over the top was a big bee nest. We didn't realize it at the time, but when you open the door, the bees come flying out. Well, my buddy John Matan and Harvey Brightnose he was my best friend. And he's passed now, but those two guys were over 6 feet, so the bees stung both of them in the head, and little John's down here, so it's like, I didn't get a mark on me, because I was still laughing about what happened that day, but he brought it up, and it was just something that he remembered. Coming home on the train, I was able to visit with another great friend, Larry Flett. He got on the train at Ilford, which is just about an hour or so out of our little town of Picquetinay, where we lived and spent a lot of time together. Of course, we spent time in Thompson, so I got to meet a lot of friends that I knew for a long time, and even outside the hospital, someone said, hey, remember this fellow over here? And I looked and I thought, yeah, I think I do. So I went over and we had a great chat, and he remembered us and my dad's stories from Picquetinay. Along the way, God taught me how to deal with stress or those little things that would normally bug me to no end. And I would just get on edge and worry about it and stress over it. The first instance was arriving at my son's place in Thompson. I went to, I said, oh, it's getting evening, I'll take my sunglasses off and put on my my glasses. And they weren't there. I had them down inside the door and they were gone. So I was like, well, where did they go? And then I remembered at one stop, something black fell out of the van. And I remember stopping and actually looking around and seeing, but I didn't see anything, so I just figured, well, I don't know, so I didn't look to see if they were there. I carried on. When we stopped at Pisu Falls, so later that night we decided, well, let's take a drive back and maybe they're at Pisu. So my son Jordan and Tyler, we went back to Pisu Falls and we didn't find anything. So during this time, I felt this peace over me. And I said, you know what? They'll either show up, or when I get home, I'll just get new ones. This is not going to stop this program. We're going to continue. And it's like Satan can throw things at us, but God is stronger, and he can get us through it. So this peace came over. Instead of getting upset, it's like, okay, that's fine. Let's just carry on. So that night I laid there in bed thinking, kind of like, well, I don't know where they would be. And God said, you know what? In the morning, give Ashern a call. So I phone Ashern. My glasses are there. Someone turned them in. Get off the phone, and all of a sudden our phones are bleeping. Deep, deep. So we check the message. Nancy's leaving Ashern. So Karen quickly She quickly phones her and asks her if she can go back. And, of course, she said, yes, no problem. There were other stressful moments, like vehicles not starting. You're rushing out the door, or we had lots of time, but then the vehicle wouldn't start. And that can be frustrating, but the neighbor would come over and say, you know what? I can give you a ride, or we can take you here. And we don't even know these people, but they're offering us stuff. And it's like God is just bringing people to us all the time and carrying us through. And so the stressful part was like lifted. There's nothing to be stressful about. You know, the things you're not getting here on time, or things aren't going as smooth as you want when we're setting up. And as I was waiting Saturday night in a theater, listening to the songs, I just felt this peace. So I stopped and thanked God, because he kept telling me all along the way, don't worry, it's going to be all right, and you're going to get through it. And everything seemed to fall into place.
Hi. I'm going to be fast in my highlight and share, and then there's a little bit of a wrap-up, a little bit of a close. So there's been some great testimonies so far. And so one of my highlights, if I had to pick, well, I could say swimming with the whales, but that's not it. The highlight for me was all the smiles and laughter. It did not matter if it was from our team, if it was on the train, if it was the mayor of Churchill, but Bria was the best. When she smiled, the whole room lit up. When someone smiles, it makes me smile. You saw the video with all those happy faces? That was golden. It makes me think that Jesus must have been smiling when we shared his love and our faith stories throughout the trip. So now and forever, when people ask about our Churchill trip, we have another opportunity to share his amazing truth again. So on this trip, I learned that we can plan and work very hard in our own strength, but without God, it's in vain. I learned that we can make plans and God laughs. Maybe he does not want us to get too full of ourselves, but he just wants us to be humble and rely on him. So God said go, and he gathered our team. Chris and Walter were our ministry lead and helped us to focus on Jesus. Prayer and planning and prayer started last winter, and the time has flown by. Chris and Walter were like the camp parents and gave direction, for which we are truly thankful. The rest of the team swooped in to help every step of the way. So this was an amazing ride, and I'm so thankful to be part of God's family, this amazing family with all the ever-changing moving parts. God proved that all things might not go exactly as planned, and we might not always get what we want, but he always gives us what we need. to do his work if we listen and obey his callings. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5 to 8, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. So Maranatha family, or if you're listening on the net, listen up. As you read your Bible and pray, open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart to the wonderful ways of the Lord, and he will direct your paths.
That's ending our testimonies and stories, but we'd like to close our meeting in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this awesome privilege to have been able to go to Churchill with an amazing church family. I thank you that you prepared each of us for this trip in so many ways. Not that everything was perfect or smooth, but we had what we needed. Lessons in program planning, lessons in public speaking, lessons in making posters and bulletins, lessons in patience. We needed all of the patience, and when it came time to vehicles, lessons in life that came out of trials. All this came together to deliver diverse messages that all led to you and your salvation message. Thank you for your people you gathered and prepared in advance. Thank you for resources that you supplied, such as baking, the sound equipment, the meal prep, the lodging, the transportation, the venues, and the friendly Churchillers. I pray that you will continue to work in our lives and those who heard the messages from us in any shape or form, and those that hear about it after the fact. May the lessons we learned along the way prepare us to share your love with new people that you bring into our lives. May the seeds have been planted, be watered and brought to fruition in your perfect time, and may you receive all the glory. And Father, we just pray that you would bless our time after the service outdoors. That thank you for those that prepared the meal, and we just pray you would continue to fellowship one another. We ask this, Father, in your precious name. Amen.